This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Galley. Here's today's headlines. Almond Board picks a new CEO. Valley Air Plan gets EPA approval, and Republicans trying to work around Farm Bill obstacles. Almond Board picks wine leader as CEO. The directors of the Almond Board of California have selected Clarice Turner to serve as the next president and CEO. Turner was most recently president of Joseph Phelps Vineyards, a cornerstone of Napa Valley wineries. She has also held executive positions at Bowden Bakery, Starbucks Coffee Company, Yum Brands, Papa Murphy's International, and PepsiCo. She has served on several influential food, wine, and business school boards. Turner called her new job, quote, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to combine my California heritage roots in generational farming and executive experience. The board plans to begin her transition into the role in September. Richard Wacott, the current president and CEO, will step down at the end of the year to pursue other interests. Valley Air Pollution Plan hits a key milestone. The EPA is recognizing new air quality improvements in the San Joaquin Valley. The agency is proposing to approve portions of a state implementation plan that meet federal requirements for vehicle emissions and fine particulate matter known as PM2.5. The Western Agriculture Processors Association viewed the announcement as encouraging for moving forward in the most far-reaching air quality plan in the country. Yet the trade group warned its members that environmental activists are continuing to push EPA, the local air district, and the Air Resources Board to enact more aggressive standards for reducing local pollutants. Republicans trying to work around Farm Bill obstacles. A lawmaker who's close to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are trying to work through potentially thorny issues with the Farm Bill before it gets to the floor. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota told reporters the appropriations process is a part of the effort to have hard conversations about issues ahead of the Farm Bill debate. Let's invest the time early on so that we can work through those issues rather than having them build up and manifest later on, Johnson said. Now, he didn't go into detail about how that process is taking place, but indicated that the fiscal 24 appropriations bill for USDA, it's a part of it. Why it matters? Well, farm bills were defeated on the House floor in 2013 and again in 2018. By the way, Johnson, who was talking to reporters yesterday, along with House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, worked with McCarthy during negotiations on the debt ceiling agreement, but he insisted that Thompson will continue to have the lead role in the Farm Bill. Johnson said, quote, when it comes to the Farm Bill, I'm working for G.T. Thompson. If there's something that G.T. thinks I can be helpful with, then I'll be helpful. You can also check out our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. It includes a look at the unusual way House Democrats are developing Farm Bill proposals. We also have stories on the U.S.-China trade, carbon sequestration pipelines, value-aligned food purchasing, and other issues. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA commits to timelines on pesticide reviews. EPA will issue a final strategy by March 30, 2024, addressing the impact of herbicides on endangered species, and laying out mitigation measures. The agency made the commitment in a proposed settlement agreement with the Center for Biological Diversity. It pledges a draft herbicide strategy will be out by the end of the month and also includes timelines for complying with Endangered Species Act interagency consultation requirements. EPA will, for example, examine the effects on species nationwide of 8 organophosphates, including acephate and phosmet. This landmark agreement will help the EPA do what it's supposed to do under the ESA by systematically restricting dangerous pesticides in the places that are most crucial to the most endangered wildlife. That the word of Stephanie Parent, CBD's senior counsel and lead co-counsel in the case. CropLife America CEO and President Chris Novak said the settlement, quote, represents another important step in EPA's work to improve the ESA review process for pesticide registration decisions. We appreciate the engagement on these improvements and will continue to work with stakeholders as the process continues. Farm and food worker groups hold congressional briefing. Food workers and farm workers urged lawmakers at a congressional briefing yesterday to pass legislation that would protect workers from heat stress and create a mandatory maximum line speed in processing plants, among other things. The brief was hosted by Farm Workers Association of Florida, the Food Chain Workers Alliance, the HEAL, that Health, Environment, Agriculture, Labor, Food Alliance, the Union of Concerned Scientists, and the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. Topics also included potential worker protections for pesticide exposure and wildfire smoke. The groups are hoping to see these issues addressed in the upcoming Farm Bill. Now take note, Representative Greg Cesar of Texas told briefing attendees that he was planning to help co-sponsor a bill called the Agriculture Worker Justice Act, which he said would include some of the measures the groups are pushing for. He said he's currently working to gather signatures for the bill and plans to introduce it soon. Agriculture Department announces partnership with state attorneys general on competition issues. The Agriculture Department is partnering with more than 24 state attorneys general to look more deeply into anti-competitive practices in food and agricultural markets, like price gouging, as a part of a White House effort to promote competition. The partnership, according to a USDA fact sheet, will provide more resources, allowing state attorneys general to conduct, quote, on-the-ground assessment of competition and consumer issues, while also cultivating coordination between state and federal agricultural competition efforts. The agency will also work with the nonprofit Center for State Enforcement of Antitrust and Consumer Protection Laws to create an oversight committee to establish the project governance and transparency standards for the partnership, and an advisory committee to review project requests and recommend approval. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Nobody's pulling my strings. That former assembly member Rudy Salas announcing his second attempt to unseat GOP Representative David Valadao, whom he portrayed as a puppet for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Now, wrapping up this morning, here's a correction. Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula is based in Fresno. Daybreak incorrectly linked him to Merced yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.